Welcome millions upon millions, perhaps billions, of faithful podcast listeners. We are your hosts, Jason Kimber and Dave Simmons. We'll bring you along with us as we share life stories from our experiences living in small towns,
or in Jason's case, an unincorporated community.
That's true. Along with genius suggestions for solving the world's problems and a whole lot of laughs.
This is the Small Towns Podcast. Hello again, everyone. Dave Simmons and Jason Kimber on your Small Towns Podcast again.
And yes.
We are live and in charge. Nobody else here.
And just a little throw again. Typically, we release these in order, but I'm feeling pretty lit tonight, buddy.
Yeah, well.
In a good way, not in a highway.
Yeah, it's that one's the most confusing one.
Yeah, we did have a podcast where we talked about some of the slang, and we're still learning.
Yeah, no cap. I think
bussin.
I don't know.
That's actually for food. I don't even know. So
the whole The whole thing is sus.
It's sus. Totally really sus. I'm such a boomer.
But that conversation kind of led us into lyrics and songs nowadays. That I'm like, it's like they couldn't think of another word that rhymed. They're just sitting around going, gosh, what would rhyme with this? Well, this word does, and they throw it in there. I'm like, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense. It almost feels a little lazy to me.
Well, let's go back. Many, many years ago, songs started coming out, and they would say, in fact, I'm going to let you feel, I haven't even prepped you on this. If I was to say, throw your hands in the air, what would you then have to do?
Well, I, of course, would throw my hands in the air like I just don't care.
Yeah, wave them like you just don't care.
Oh, wave them. Wave them like I just don't care.
Has there ever been a song that says that tells you to throw your hands in the air and then not say, wave them like you just don't care? Yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard one.
I know, but it might be a great idea. I wonder if there's anybody listening, like Taylor Swift, if you're listening, like, throw your hands in the air.
I'm sure she is.
She probably is.
Yeah.
It's like, throw your hands in the air and wave them like you care just a little bit.
Well, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, the word air rhymes with a lot of stuff. So here's some ideas.
Okay.
Wave your hands in the air. Wave them like you're running from a bear. It works.
It does work. Let's see. This is off. So throw your hands in the air.
Yeah, so hey, throw your hands in the air.
And then wave them like you're impersonating Cher.
I don't know if Cher does that.
I don't either.
You'll appreciate this one because it's something that you've been known to do.
Mm.
Now throw, and they'll sometimes they won't say wave your hands. They'll say throw your hands in the air.
Okay.
Well, it's potato, potato.
Potato, potato.
Potato, potato. Wave your hands in the air and give me a big Care Bear stare.
Oh, I for sure. Like I wrote that song.
Yeah, I know you did. Oh, how about, I mean, there's lots of words. Wave your hand, throw it. Let me just throw it.
Yes,
throw your hands in the air and smooth your legs with some Nair.
That'd be a great jingle.
I know.
That'd be a great jingle.
I should be hired for stuff like this.
Yeah, it's like Barry Mello. He wrote the Band-Aid jingle, so we could be the next famous people.
Yeah, wave them because life ain't fair. There's a lot of
That's
things.
That's like a country song there.
Yeah, it kind of brings you down.
It does. Well, it's like throw your hands in the air. I'm trying to think of a sad country lyric.
Well,
I don't know. It's lost. It's lost.
Well, look, that was just a few that we came up with in 2 minutes.
Right off the cuff.
Yeah. There's no reason that it always has to be waving like you just don't care.
No. Yeah.
And really, it's kind of bossy. Don't tell me what to do.
Because maybe I do care.
Yeah, I do care. I might care a little bit. I'm not going to wave them around like I just don't care. What is this? It's like, what am I, Susie, like, waving the cars going
down
the road?
Oh, my goodness, exactly.
It's like an air traffic controller?
It's a full body wave. What are you trying to do? Land a jumbo jet?
What am I? Yeah, there's some crazy stuff out there. There was one a while back that the song was called Down.
Okay.
Baby, I'm a dent. Something down.
I'm familiar. This seems almost a little too modern for me because I'm an old music
guy. I want to say that one was 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So he's this song is things that are down.
Okay.
And he's, now at the time, the economy was down. and the lyric is, down like the economy.
Oh.
I'm like, that's it?
That's it? That's all you got?
There's other things that are down.
They're down.
But I can totally see the guy sitting there going, man, what is down right now? Oh, you know what? The economy is pretty down. Let's put that in.
He's
the song.
Like, he's like economy. Like a guy who jumps out of an airplane.
The ratings on this song. Everything seems to be down, but nothing as bad as the economy.
Sometimes
it was, I think, 2007 or like, you know what it was like.
It was, yeah, and it was down, but it's like, it's interesting. Some of these song lyrics, you listen to these songs, you're singing along with them, and you're like, that's really the lyric?
That's what they come up with?
That's what they come up with. Like, that's like, that's not poetic. It's
it's lazy.
It's lazy.
It's lazy. I mean, how about this one? There's a song out there that says, she ain't got no cable. She been watching Netflix. Okay. Let's rewind this just a little
please, because I'm trying to figure out what the implication is there.
Is cable
expensive?
Well, I don't know. I'm really glad to know how she consumes her media.
Yeah. Say it again. She ain't
got no cable. She been watching Netflix.
She ain't got no cable. She been watching Netflix.
Yeah, don't put the
apostrophe. You got to throw the grammar right out the window when you write some of these songs.
She ain't got no cable. She been watching Netflix. Okay.
I like Netflix. I mean,
who doesn't?
But I mean, like, do you think that was like a song sponsored by Netflix? Because like, she ain't got no cable. She been watching Hulu.
Oh, I don't know.
It didn't really roll off the tongue.
Maybe he's just like, well, they're probably sitting in a room like we are right now. I don't know about the Hulu.
Yeah, sounds like Netflix. Probably Netflix sounds better.
Yeah, or you go over to her house and, hey, what are you watching? Oh, something on Netflix. What, you got no cable? Apparently, you don't have any cable because you've been watching Netflix.
I just kind of wonder if it's a little bit of a commentary, perhaps her socioeconomic status.
Maybe
because typically cable has been a little bit more expensive. And Netflix has kind of been, you know, the bargain choice.
I think that's probably what it is. He's trying to just tell us she's working hard for the money.
Which is a great song, I think, from the 80s.
I think it is, too. But she's being very smart about where she's spending her money. Mm-hmm. She's not going to spend it on cable. But she could probably afford Netflix.
Netflix, because if she's going to just stream, I think you can still do it for $9.99.
You know, there's another song out there that you could probably, yeah.
Remember back in the day when you'd pay for Netflix, but you could also get... There's a song out there that talks about the she's like, I want it, I got it, I like it, I buy it.
I mean, basically, it's just like, hey, what I see and I like, I'm buying it, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
So, you know, Susie, my wife,
oh, yeah,
very practical person.
Sure, that song's not written for her.
No, she's changed it. She says it something like this. I want it, I think about it. I want it, I think about it. And then I save for it. And then... I might buy it. Probably, I'll take it back. That's Susie for you.
She's like, I want it. I think about it. And it's like, is this like a vinyl? Like, are we on a skipping on a CD?
Yeah.
I think about it. Yeah, that's could be.
And then she'll take it back.
Take it back.
And then she'll put that $20 into her 401k.
It's just fantastic.
She's a good woman.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so responsible.
She's very responsible. You know who is also responsible?
Hmm.
The Biebs. Did you know that he gets his peaches in Georgia? I mean,
I don't know how we all slept without knowing that he gets his peaches in Georgia.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because I've always heard of a Georgia peach.
Well, yeah. Well, he gets his there.
And he also gets his wacky tobacco in California.
Oh. Only I don't think he calls it that.
I don't think he does either.
The most recent song he's put out.
You're very on top of these lyrics.
They strike me when I'm listening to them in the car. So most people say, I don't even hear the lyrics. I hear them. I'm like, probably not the song you'd be listening to.
Exactly. Probably shouldn't listen to that. Like, but I'm listening to like oldies on the radio.
Crystal Gale.
Oh, yes. I don't want to make my brown eyes blue. That's so nice. Again, the golden throat coming across the podcast waves there. And I don't really even understand that lyric. Don't it make my brown eyes blue? I mean, I think that means like she's sad, but now she's happy. Or I could. Country songs, I love country, but I just don't get most of them.
No, I don't either. Well, I think you have to be a little more smart.
Yeah. It's interesting, like my girls, they're just getting into music. And so they always want to listen to their music in the truck. And I'm just like, no, because Kate, she's listening to songs about like chicken nuggets, which I love, but I don't want to listen to a song about them.
No.
But then Kennedy's getting a little bit more into like, there's a new song about driver's licenses. It's a very sad song.
Really?
Yeah. Like you drive by it. They did a spoof on Saturday Night Live not that long ago, but it's kind of a sad song. Like she gets her driver's license and then she just, I think, drives by her boyfriend's house.
Just back and forth?
Yeah, and but I don't think that, like, he's her boyfriend anymore.
Well, get over it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just, like, get you over got it. A license, you know. You know, hit the coast.
Yeah. Just go, you know, drive somewhere else.
But she's probably 15 or 16 years old, so, I mean, maybe she's a learner's permit. I don't know the ins and outs of the song.
Speaking of, in our last podcast, we talked to my 15-year-old, who happened to be driving at the moment.
Yeah, he actually said he was driving.
With no qualms about it. He just thought, what are you doing, driving? The beep we heard was him not had put on his seatbelt yet. There's going to be some repercussions.
There should be some repercussions. I'm glad you realized that it was a seatbelt, because I'm like, is he, like, backing up a semi or a school bus?
It sounded like it, didn't it?
Beep, beep.
Yeah, what is he driving? He's got his CDL? Yeah. Is he driving with his palms in the air with, like, a bus driver?
You gotta be rated for that.
Well, all I know is he does have his permit.
Okay,
and my guess is Susie was with him.
Yeah, I would assume.
And let's hope that they were just barely pulling out of the driveway when the beeper sound to put his seatbelt on.
Because, of course, he would put it. And I'm sure he was driving hands-free. I mean, he wasn't driving hands-free, but the phone was hands-free.
Yeah, it was on the Bluetooth.
Yeah, because we're not, you know, you're not distracted driving.
No, I mean, when we were growing up, I think we've probably shared some of this on the pod, but we were all thrown in the back of the hatchback Toyota Corolla.
Absolutely. I mean, seatbelts were mainly for decoration.
Yeah, I mean, back then, they were for wimps.
Yeah.
Now, you do it because it's the wise thing to do.
And I wear my seatbelt everywhere I go.
And you look great.
Thank you. I feel great.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's lots of interesting lyrics, but let me ask you this one. This is kind of the same on the same lines, but back to what I think a lot of our listeners are going to be able to finish this line, okay?
Okay.
If I say, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have
the facts of life. The facts of life. Like Tootie and Joe.
Take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing now. You know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems. Come on, Jason.
I don't know.
To be living up to your dreams. And suddenly you're finding out.
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Suddenly you're finding out. Something about the facts of life. We're all about you.
Oh, that's. See, that was one of my favorite shows.
There's more. And our listeners right now are singing it because they're finishing it for me.
And it,
in that, the world, that was it.
That's one thing we've actually lost with some of these modern television shows is, like, sometimes we don't even have a theme song like that.
That sing it.
But even sometimes, like, and I guess it's like because they want more content.
Right?
Yeah, no content. There's no lyrics because they want more content in the show. But, like,
or enjoy a good show.
Yeah. What about, we've talked about this one before, and you have a gift for this. It's kind of left my mind. Golden Girls.
My mom wouldn't let us watch the Golden
really?
Girls. No.
I mean, it's a little dirty, but I just kind of want to know the lyrics to the song because it's tender. I mean, it's nice. It's about.
The sad thing is I'd probably know it. I don't call it a gift. It's more of a curse. I have these things in my head, like that Facts of Life song. I remember those things and I don't know why it is.
Well, I mean, it's like, what is this? Okay. Golden Girls. It's like, thank you for being a friend.
Oh yeah.
Then it's like travel down the road and back again. I'm not a singer, but I'm going to sing. I mean, I sing at church, but you know,
they'll take anybody.
Yes. Let's see. Yeah. And I think, thank you for being a friend. That's all I can really remember of it, but I like the show.
What are the shows that you guys watch when you were kids?
I loved Strokes.
Yeah.
I love that show.
What you talking about, Willis? That's a great show.
And it's a great catchphrase.
It is. That's anybody that is older than, what do you think, 38?
Yeah.
You say, what you talking about, Willis? They'll know what it's
from. They know what you're talking about. Because I think that show started in, like, it might have even started as early as, like, 79.
That was a great show.
It was a great show. And it was pretty... for the time, it was quite, what's the word I'm looking for? It was ahead of its time.
Progressive?
Yeah. And it was a great show. I mean, I think we kind of dealt with some heavy things on that show, but it was good. But I remember coming home from school and Facts of Life, Different Strokes. Those were some of the great shows that were on.
Go ahead.
Well, when I was the youngest one, Sesame Street was also on. And
sure.
So I would, like, we only had one TV. I mean, because it was the 80s. We got, like, six on our house now. It seems ridiculous, but, like, I would say, like, Mom, I want to watch Sesame Street. And Wade and Lisa would be like, no, Facts of Life and Different Strokes. I did it mainly just to torment them, but I loved Different Strokes and Facts of Life.
Did you ever watch Silver Spoons?
Well, We may have talked about this, but that was on NBC at the time, and we didn't get Channel 2.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
The old rabbit ears didn't pick it up out of grass.
Yeah, Silver Spoons was awesome. At the beginning, he would ride in on like a train that was in his house.
I've seen that, and I always wanted that train.
All of us kids were like, whoa, that would be awesome.
Yeah, he's a rich kid.
Yeah. That one was a cool one. I'm trying to think of some others.
The Electric Company. I love that. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, we did. But I can't remember much of The Electric Company.
I can't either, but I remember kind of the opening credits.
The Bloodhound Gang. When you've got a crime, we've got the time. We're the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah, that's so familiar, but I can't.
I can't either. I don't know why I ever remember that song.
I'm just trying to think of other shows.
Michael P. Keaton on
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
I love Family Ties because that was. Yeah. Oh, you want to know a show that I liked? It was little. I mean, it was definitely. It was a little naughty.
I'm gonna guess it.
Guess it.
It just went. It just escaped my mind. The Bundys. Married with Children.
Well, I did watch that. I love that show.
My mom and Liz watched that one.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. But I laughed. This was when I was a little bit older, which is good because it was only on at 10:30 at night, which indicates that it was not a great show. But Night Court.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. All I know about Night Court is Bull. There was a big guy.
Yep.
And I played the theme song in seventh grade band.
Oh,
kids remember going. That was my part. I played the claves where I'm like, dun, dun, and I don't.
That was
me. That's all I got.
Oh, that was a great show. See, you watch shows now, and they're just so fast.
Yeah.
You know, that I think that's not a great thing. I'm going to sound like an old man when I talk like that. But we got some great theme songs. Cheers was like a, was a great theme song. What was that one? It was,
Well, if you wouldn't have sang that other one, we would have. All our people are listening right now going, come on.
Oh, you got this. Like, I know what it is. I'll think of it. It was.
You're putting us on the spot.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Yep. That's a classic. But yeah. I feel like it was our parents' generation that really would dig that one. I don't remember really watching Cheers and thinking, oh, this is a good program.
No, I didn't either. But I do. I remember just some, I watched it. It was my sister's favorite show. She loved that. That was fun. I liked it. I don't want to be bouncing all over the place here. We can come back to this, but you were telling me about a song earlier that I thought was very funny. It was a newer song.
Mm-hmm.
Sauce. What was it about?
Oh yeah. Too Much Sauce.
Which
I don't even know what it means.
I don't know what it means because it probably doesn't mean something appropriate.
I don't know.
But all I know is that, like, there's never too much sauce. Like, I'm going to Chick-fil-A. I'm actually asking for extra sauce.
More sauce. Do I have too much sauce? I don't know.
I don't know if you do or not.
I don't know if I have too much sauce.
I like to think you have just the right amount.
I would like to think so, too. I think that the amount of sauce I have is probably correct for the 45-year-old guy.
And you know what? We probably, if we have too many young listeners, they are probably dying right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Try to say you don't.
Don't say that.
You don't have too much sauce. Or you do. Actually, just don't even say it.
Don't even sing anything about sauce.
I looked it up one time, and I think it has to do with just looking really good. Like,
oh,
I've got too much sauce.
Like,
haters loss. That's what they say. Usually the kids, if you say too much sauce, they'll say haters loss.
Oh, I see.
Like, so I think. And most that seems appropriate. Now I can see my children right now putting their hands over their eyes and shaking their head back and forth saying, no, dad.
Like face palm up top of the forehead going.
Yeah, the emoji. I use that emoji. This could be a fun little exercise. Do this for me.
Okay, I will.
Open your cell phone.
Sure.
Go to where you would type anything.
Okay.
And type and touch on the emoji symbol. It should show you your most frequently used.
Okay.
So tell me what your first couple most frequently used are.
I'm going to actually pretend I'm sending you a text. Now, tell me this. Am I going from the top left to right on the top row, or am I going down?
I think
top down.
I think it is top left and then down.
Okay. So that's a column of 1, 2, 3. There's 5 of them. So this is what I've got. I've got crying, laughing.
Okay.
My next one is the one eye wink, tongue sticking out.
Okay.
I don't know what that's called, but I use that one. My kids would
you
say
do
I
use that
I
one.
Use that one a lot.
Yeah.
Then I got a heart, a red heart.
Oh, that's probably for Heather.
That's for Heather. Totes adorbs. That's what the kids are saying these days. Then I've got the shocked one. I love that one.
The one with the eyes wide open.
Eyes wide open and the eyebrows.
I use that one a lot too.
And then I got thumbs up.
So I have the crying, laughing guy.
Okay.
And I'd like to think that means I'm an overall happy, fun.
Me too. Person. I like this first row column.
And then but my second one is the one with the hand over the face
like, palm.
What have I done? Or what have you done? Or what have they done?
Yes.
And then I have the one with the guy with a little smirk, like the half smile. Like,
yes. You know, I've got that one somewhere, I think.
I do also have the one with the green face, like he's about ready to throw up.
He's going to like hurl chunks.
Yeah. But I also use my
your personal ones.
Yeah, my Bitmoji guys. Oh, is that what they're called?
They look just like you.
Yeah. Well, I like that head of hair he's got on there.
You got a strong head of hair.
Yeah, you can't see the backside of his hair.
Just some of my other favorite ones I use a lot. I've got like the cross fingers. I got the one that I think means like delicious, like bussin' maybe. Like he's like slobbering out the side of his face.
Oh, like I can't wait for that.
Like, yummy. And then I've also got the thinking. I've got like the teeth are kind of barred, like, oh. And I got the eye roll. I've also got the Christmas tree. That's for, you know, kind of if you know emoji.
Which is that one?
Just the Christmas tree one. That's a personal one. I use that one a lot.
Yeah, I would imagine you do. He's a very big fan of the Christmas trees.
Oh, boy. He's been known
to just enjoy Christmas trees. You know what else Jason has done? He's bought himself what is that Christmas tree you bought? Like a fiberglass Christmas tree? Are you ashamed?
No, yeah, I'm ashamed. It's an aluminum Christmas tree from the 1960s.
Made out of aluminum. Recycled Coke cans.
it's probably giving me like aluminum poison every time I put it up every year. I got three of them.
Won't do?
No, you got to have like a set, and they're beautiful. And you get it's got the color wheel that I don't think you can put lights on these things. They're probably starting on fire. But you got the color wheel that kind of slowly rotates through the primary colors, red, yellow, blue.
Like where they put hot dogs at the gas station when they rotate?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, hot dogs. Those now I've got that emoji. Delicious.
Yeah.
And they are they're actually a collector's item, buddy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
aluminum.
I don't collect them. Who collects them? I don't collect them. I know a guy that's got three.
Must not be that cool. I do love them, though. I tell you what. And I'm can't wait to put them up this year.
Well, you know what? I'd like for you to wait. Plenty of time. I am not ready for winter to come around again.
After it was so hot today?
I will take 100 degrees over 30 degrees any day.
I had the fat running down the back of both legs today. It was so hot.
I'll take that. I'd much rather have the heat.
Really?
Much rather. The cold, I just get miserable.
Yeah, put on a sweater.
There's only so many sweaters I can put on.
That's one thing. Maybe if we do that fun game again where cancel... I'm not going to cancel summer because I'd love it, but I'd like to cancel any degree above 80.
So you would tell me you would take 20 degrees over 80 degrees? Because we live in an area, folks, where you get
20.
Stupid cold.
Like, it does.
You go out in the morning and it's like a punch in the face.
Sometimes you get so cold that you sniff your nose together and they stick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cold.
When your nose hairs are freezing, that first of all, you should probably groom.
You probably should trim that up.
Yeah, trim that up, clean that up.
Yeah, so you get these icicles coming out of your nose.
Yeah, it's no good. But I get a little bit angry when it's that cold.
You do, yeah. As I get older, I will acquiesce to you, Dave. I am enjoying winter less and less. But I still love to ski and stuff, so I don't mind the cold. But again, I tell you what, you get one thing I will take. I don't know if I could take a 20 over an 80, but I'll take a 20 over a 90.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take 100 over 30.
Are you kidding me?
No problem.
Oh, geez.
No problem. I just... Mm-mm. And the thing about winter is, I know, look, we live in the northern Utah, in the mountains, where it is the most beautiful place in the wintertime. But it's cold and it's miserable and we don't... I mean, I grew up skiing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't appeal enough to me to... go through the cold of the winter time.
To do it.
No. The last time I went skiing, I hope I haven't told this on the pod already, but
I don't think
it's worth telling. Yeah. So, I mean, we went as a family a few years ago. It was a night skiing situation, which isn't, you know, for purists, they're probably like, that's stupid, but it was cheaper and the kids wanted to go and we're like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
So the kids are doing their little snowboard stuff and they're, you know, they hadn't been a ton, but they're figuring it out. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? I got my skis. Sure. Hopped on the lift and I got to the top and it had been years. Like I said, I grew up doing it.
Sure.
A lot. And then by, you know, my late teens, I was playing basketball at the high school. So Saturdays come around. It seemed like too much of a production after a late night Friday.
Sure.
So I didn't do it nearly as much. And then as we first got married, I didn't do it at all. And then, so this was probably 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. I'm at the top of the hill and I start just shushing down. You know, I'm like, shh, shh. I'm like, I'm good at this.
I was like riding a bike. Yeah, I'm crushing it.
And in my head, I'm like, hey, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. And I'm getting my skis a little closer, you know, just shushing.
I think the term is like you're shredding it.
I was shredding.
You're shredding the hill. I think, shredding the mountain.
I don't know. The whole thing was pretty lit. Well, the whole mountain was lit, actually. It was like a nice skiing. So I get to the bottom. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
So I hop on the lift and I go back up and I start shushing again.
Sure.
I'm like, man, I am really good at this. Well, there was a little, and believe me, Jason, this was not a jump by any means. It was a mild drop of elevation.
It was even like the difference between where they groomed and not groomed.
Exactly. Yeah. It was very, very little. But at nighttime, I didn't see it as a difference at all.
Sure.
Or a jump, but I knew I needed to just kind of go down over this little tiny ledge. I mean, it wasn't even a ledge. It was under the lift.
Yes.
I mean, so it's not like I'm in the back country.
Yeah. You hadn't been flown in.
No, I hadn't. I did not arrive there by chopper. So I'm shushing and I'm like, you're really good at this. Well, I hit that little thing and I caught an edge and I launched. And I am talking straight. I mean, momentum's going forward and I launched front flip.
Oh my goodness.
I am upside down. And it was like slow motion.
And questioning all of your decisions.
All of them. And, yes. And I'm upside down, okay? And I remember thinking in my head, you're an idiot. You're not wearing a helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Which, look, when we grew up skiing, I never wore a helmet.
And I think I said this on an earlier podcast. When we were growing up, helmets were for sissies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but on this part, the helmet would have been wearing me.
Everybody should wear a helmet, guys. I wear it when I ski.
So I love how to keep your ears warm. Do they come down over?
It's nice. It kind of covers over, but sometimes I'll put like a little beanie underneath.
Okay. I'm sure you look great. Anyways, great. I'm upside down on this thing thinking you're an idiot. I go completely over. I hit on my back. So I've gone the whole way.
Impressive.
Everything just boom, flies away. That's a yard sale.
Yard sale.
Yep. It's a yard sale. And if that's not bad enough, I'm laying there.
Yeah.
And I told you I was underneath the lift.
Oh.
I hear this, Dad? Oh, no. Both of my sons, teenage sons at that time, younger teens, but
yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Dad? And I look up and I'm like, did you see that?
You're like, totally meant to.
Totally meant to do that. And I mean, at first they probably thought, oh, no, my dad
is hurt.
My dad is done.
Lassie, go get Timmy's in the well.
Timmy's in the well. So all I could say is, did you see that? They just busted out laughing. My pain is their enjoyment.
Absolutely. And nothing, but you walked away from it. Nothing but your pride was hurt.
Well, I got up and got it all together.
Yeah.
Skied the rest of the way down, much more gingerly and less pompous for sure.
Yes, yes.
I get to the bottom.
A little less shushing.
Yeah, way less shushing. Probably more snow plowing. I get to the bottom and Susie is down there talking with somebody and I kind of pull up right by her. Didn't spray her like cool, you know, like we used to. I stop and I'm like, you wouldn't believe what I just did up there. Told her the whole story. And she basically, in my mind, it was like, get off the skis. You're done.
She's like, listen, this isn't happening.
No, you have mouths to feed.
Exactly. Like,
there are mouths to feed. And your livelihood is more important than you shushing down a mountain
at board ski night.
Such a pompous jerk. And I was. And I learned my lesson. You're not as good as you think you are.
I'm a very conservative skier. I still love to go, but and the girls are really taking to it well. But I think this was my second time skiing. I didn't learn to ski till like I was in high school, and a dear friend out of Grass Creek, Diane, she took me skiing for the first time. We went to Palmerale, great little local ski hill there in Albion, Idaho. Just across the border from Grass Creek. And that's fantastic. She kind of taught me the basics. Paul,
nothing is just across the border from Grass Creek. Okay. You are just hours
just
from
just
anything.
A short 2 hour drive.
Okay, there you go.
Hour and a half. She taught me the basics. But then the second time, I went with my cousin Amber. And Amber and I, we grew up together. We're the same age. I say cousin. Dave rolls his eyes.
There's no way she's your first cousin.
Well, no, of course not. Like, I could tell you how we're cousins. Like, my grandfather and her great-grandfather are brothers. Easy enough.
Your grandfather and her great-grandfather are brothers.
Yeah.
So that's at least, what, three, fourth cousin?
Yeah, I don't know, and maybe a couple times removed. I don't know how that works. But we're cousins. But more importantly than that, we're dear friends.
Okay.
We've been friends our whole lives. And so she was a great skier. And I think this was, again, maybe the summer or sorry, the winter before my senior year, we went down to a little place called Nordic Valley. Mm-hmm. Used to be there up Martin Canyon.
Yeah, I remember.
And so,
is it not still there?
No, I think it's called something different.
Oh.
I think it's...
neither here nor there.
Yeah, right? Neither here nor there. Same mountain. Not a big resort, but fun little place. And it was myself, Amber, and her younger siblings, Lindsay and Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd obviously take turns riding on the lift with each other. And I was doing okay, but still not great. And at one time, it was Lindsay and I's turn to ride the lift together. And Lindsay was much younger. I mean, if I was a junior, she probably had to be, I'm guessing maybe fifth grade
mm-hmm.
or younger. I mean, she was younger, but obviously a much better skier than I was. So I'm very gingerly getting out to the lift just to get on the lift. And mm-hmm. I've been doing okay. I'd ridden the lift several times that day already.
Mm-hmm.
I was, Dave, I kid you not, I was standing in place. I was to Lindsay's left. Lindsay was to my right. I've got my poles in my right hand, my inside hand, and I'm looking back over my left shoulder like I'm supposed to, ready to catch the chair as it comes by. I'm doing everything right. And for some reason, about a nanosecond before the chair got to me, I just fell down.
Just fell?
I just fell down. But not just fell. Like, I knocked Lindsay down.
You moved it over 10-year-old.
And it was, like, so close to getting out of the lift that it, like I just I had to, like, lay down so that it wouldn't hit me in the back of the head, you know? Because they couldn't stop that chair in time enough. I mean, I was a nanosecond from sitting down. I don't even know. I don't know. But, like, it was like I had a yard sale without even moving.
So you weren't even bragging about it like I was.
You weren't shushing
your way down.
I was trying to even just get up the mountain.
You know, we do live in a pretty amazing place if you think about it. I bet you, I don't know how many ski resorts within a two-hour drive.
Oh, yeah.
North and south. Dozens?
Oh, yeah. I would say so. I mean, and great
snow. And we're talking... Like, people come from all over the world to reach some of these
Olympics,
places.
Yeah, 2002.
The Olympics.
Yeah. Hello, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we live in a pretty cool place. You would think that I would more be the let's go skiing type thing. Our buddy Nick Zollinger, I mean, the snowmobiling in these back countries is unbelievable.
Yeah. In fact, I don't want to take any thunder away from him, but he's like a world champion hill climber.
Yeah. Well, that's a Zollinger thing. We have some Zollingers in our ward. They were in the X Games and
winning them. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it absolutely is. One more ski story. I remember going with my buddies back in high school, and they were better than me. They did go ski up more often, and they did like to go down what they called the backside.
Yeah, count me out.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
Did you follow them?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And I mean, we're in powder that's like waist deep.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's way different skiing in powder as it is to skiing on groomed trails. So if you're not a big time skier and somebody says, let's go ski the powder, you're probably not ready for it.
No, you're probably not ready for it.
And I was
stick to the groom.
Yeah, I was not ready for it. And I remember crashing. I couldn't get turned the correct direction. I could not get up.
You're just like, I'm like a turtle.
Yeah,
just
I was like, somebody's going to have to give me a pole so I can pull myself up.
It's
it was
hard.
Miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when they say this is like, what are they, black diamonds and stuff,
yeah.
Like, listen to the, watch the signs.
Well, watch the signs.
And don't be pompous like I was the day where I just absolutely cashed in everything that day.
We may have to come back to this topic again. We're running out of time. This has been a fun podcast.
How did we get to snow skiing as we started with lyrics from songs?
I don't know. We'll have to listen back. Yeah, you're welcome, loyal listener. But we might have to come back because there's some fun ski stories that actually not all of them are mine, but, and I'll give people credit, but a little shout out, a little teaser for maybe going forward, but Mark Williams has got a great ski story. Well, Mark and I together with another coworker which was a lot of fun. That's a little teaser for next time.
Do you remember the movie Snowball Express?
Oh,
Disney movie?
I love that movie.
There's one line from that I remember, and it's when he doesn't know what he's doing skiing, and somehow it turns around backwards. Right now, my sisters are thinking if they're listening to this, they're knowing what I'm going to say next, where he says, Baxter, you're skiing backwards.
I can't help it. I got to tell a story. We got just a few minutes left.
All right.
Mark and I and another coworker were skiing up at Park City. It was kind of a work event. And the coworker that we were with, he was a great guy, not super comfortable on the slopes.
Okay.
I think that's a way to say it,
sure.
Right? Fair enough. Mark's a fantastic skier.
Yeah, like really good.
He's like shushing down the mountain. He's in the Coca-Cola Cup when he's in high school.
I mean, I'm not sure what that was, but I'm sure it was good.
He made
Coca-Cola
the news.
Coca-Cola sponsor.
Exactly. And he made the news.
Yeah, he did.
But he and I,
and he watched it that night.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story. We'll let him tell that someday. He and I are on this lift with our coworker who was in the middle of us. Now, the coworker's not super comfortable with skiing, and that's fine. So if you're not comfortable with skiing, you gotta be alert, mm-hmm. ready to go. So we're getting ready to get off the lift, and his cell phone rings. So we're thinking, well, of course he's not gonna answer it because we're getting off the lift in like 5 seconds. Well, he picks up the phone. Hello? Guess who's on the other end? Nick Zoller.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was on the other phone. On the other end. And we're like, what are you doing? I'm like, give me your gloves. You know, Mark took his pulse, and we're like, I hope you can get off, okay? Because you've got your phone in one hand and you're not super familiar. Yeah, he didn't make it. So like Mark and I just, you know, kind of shushed down off the chair. And bless his heart, he
turned the corner.
hit the bar that stops the whole lift.
Oh.
But they can't back that up. I mean, if they can, they don't, but they can't. And he's not riding all the way down, so he had to actually jump off into some rocks.
Why can't you ride back down? It's the ride of shame.
I think it's the ride of shame, and I just think it's frowned upon. And I think they should make them.
Yeah, you should. If you can't get off, you're riding back down, and it's the ride of shame. Everybody's like,
look at this guy. He missed his exit. This might be one of our longest ones ever, but let's wrap it up again. Lyrics, skiing.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks again, folks, for listening to another episode of the Small Town Podcast.
We're pretty sure we've changed your life for the better.
If not, well, we'll try again next time.